in our practice, it is always a matter of being this life moment. Sometimes we use words like being here, being present, experiencing. Sometimes we use words like being gone, letting go. Sometimes we use words like this or this reality, this real. All of these words are useful, of course, in some ways. They're extra, and in some ways they're most necessary and vital, because we as humans often filter aspects of our life through our words, clarify our life, express our life in our words. When we speak of the Buddha, the historical Buddha, Shakyamuni Buddha, or we often use the word Tathagata or Tathagata, this is the word that in the sutras the Buddha uses to refer to himself. This word sometimes is translated as Tathagata, which means thus come, or one who thus come, or Tathagata. So it's a agata or gata. Gata is one who has thus gone. So Tathagata or Tathagata. Sometimes this phrase is interpreted to indicate that Buddha is beyond coming, going, beyond transitory, ongoing change, phenomena. What is transitory as our life? What is beyond transitory? What is this right here? Is there something more real that we search for, hope for? Being here, being gone. Sometimes Tathagata is taken a different way. It means one who comes, goes the way of all being, subject to birth, death, subject to ongoing change, mortality. That is this here. What is living our life, your life? As you know, we often recite the Bodhisattva's vow, which is written by Torei Enji Zenji. Torei Enji was a Dharma successor of Hakuin. Hakuin Ekaku Zenji. Zenji means Zen master. It's a title. Torei lived in the 18th century. And the translation we use is originally by Katsuke Sakeda. And it was modified by Joko and myself. So we have when I, and then we have a student of the way. Another translation goes when I, a student of Dharma. Both of these are ellipses added on. It's not quite, it just says when I, in the Japanese, look at the real form of the universe. Real form. Real form. What is real? What is not real? All is the never-failing manifestation of the mysterious truth of the awakened life, is the way we stated in English, and the more literal translation would be the way the mysterious truth of the Tathagata, the thus come, thus gone, which in a way we modified because of, let me say, in one sense, because of the mysteriousness of the word Tathagata to most people in American English culture. And after all, the Buddha referred to himself as Tathagata after awakening, after enlightenment, when he lived, manifested this awakened life that we are. In Japanese tradition, the word Tathagata is translated as Nyorai. So that's the word that's often used. But the two components of Nyorai are give us a little more of a clarification. The first is made up of the kanji that indicates as it is, or this is rough translation, reality as it is. And the second, agata, uses a kanji that means to come, thus come, but it was used as a past tense. So in the Japanese word nyorai, there's an implication, one who comes from the reality as this, as is, from tathata, from thus come, from the true nature of all things, manifesting, teaching, bodhisattva, serving all beings, liberating beings. So when we say endless dimension, universal life, this also can be a name of Shakyamuni Nyorai, Shakyamuni Tathagata, or one of the many other Buddhas, such as Dainichi Nyorai, which is the Dai Nichi literally means great sun, but it's one of the what's known as all-encompassing Buddha, cosmic Buddha, the Buddha illuminating this whole universe, endless dimension, universal life, is Tathagata, the Nyorai that is our life, is our life, and yet Tathagata is thus come, thus gone. Reality that comes, manifests, the reality of this life, the mysterious truth of Tathagata, the mysterious truth of the reality. All is the never-failing manifestation. That's the real form of the universe. What is the real form? Not some universe out there. Real form of this universe that is our life. In the Blue Cliff Record, Case 82. Blue Cliff Record is Heikigan Roku in Sino-Japanese, Bienlu in Chinese. A monk asks Talung, the physical body decomposes. What is the eternal Dharma body? What? The real form of the universe? Comments on this question by Hakuin says, if you say these are two, then it's differences without equality. Or, I'll say form without emptiness. If it's one, the physical body and the eternal or the real Dharma body, then it's equality without differences, emptiness without form. In fact, sometimes when though after initial awakening, people sometimes emphasize this emptiness without form becomes what's called a pernicious emptiness with all sorts of consequences. So, the monk asks, the physical body decomposes. Things fall apart, our life slowly decomposes, our abilities, capacities, conditions, relationships, things going the way we want. What is the real form of the universe? Dalung replies, mountain flowers bloom like brocade. River between the hills, blue as indigo. Hakuin comments on this. What about when waters dry up and mountains collapse? I'll add on, is it two? Is it one? Not two, not one. What is this? What is real? Real. Tenke Densen Zenji's comment on this koan is this reality body or physical body? Does it decompose or not? This is a statement beyond the real, the reality body, never concealed. Many ancestors encouraged us to clarify this matter. Matsu, also known as Basso, who I've spoken of before, great Chan master, 8th century China, when asked, replied, "Mind is Buddha." Another time replied, "No mind, no Buddha." We also have the wonderful response from Nansen, which is, "Ordinary mind is the way." But of course, as soon as we try to get some idea about reality, real, which is our life, Nansen doesn't allow us to hold on. Neither mind, nor Buddha, nor beings. And if we get caught in some attainment of the real being, something else, somewhere else, some special state. When Joshu Chaucho was asked, "What about when I do not have anything?" He responded directly, "Throw it away." But the questioner says, "I don't have anything. What is there to throw away?" Chaucho responds, "Then take it away with you." So, it's ours to live this real life that we are. This real form of the universe, this never-failing manifestation which is thus come, thus gone. This is exactly our life, this Yorai, endless dimension, universal life. So, please, be your life. Thank you.